One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the heart of Galveston, Texas, the Bishop's Palace stands as a testament to the grandeur of the Victorian era. But beyond its intricate stonework, towering spires, and lavish interiors, this mansion harbors a history that's more than just architectural, it's wrapped in mystery. Visitors have reported strange phenomena like doors that open and close on their own, ghostly apparitions in the dimly lit hallways, and a sense that something or someone is always watching. The mansion, built between 1887 and 1892 for lawyer and politician Walter Gresham, once symbolized prosperity. Yet as time passed, it became the backdrop for chilling encounters that defy logical explanation. Was it just the weight of history that made people feel a little uneasy, or was there something more to these experiences? The haunting of the Bishop's Palace is more than just a collection of ghost stories. It's an intriguing blend of history, human emotion, and perhaps something that lingers long after the original inhabitants have gone. Some say it's the spirits of those who lived here, while others point to the architecture itself with its twisting staircases and eerie echoes. Either way, there's no denying that this Victorian mansion has a dark side. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Bishop's Palace, an imposing Victorian mansion in the heart of Galveston, Texas, is a remarkable structure that stands as a lasting reminder of the opulence of the late 19th century. Built between 1887 and 1892 by architect Nicholas J. Clayton, the mansion was originally commissioned by Walter Gresham, a prominent lawyer and politician. With a construction cost of approximately $250,000, a significant sum for its time, the mansion was designed as a family home for Gresham, his wife Josephine, and their 9 children. The design was an eclectic mix of medieval and Renaissance elements with ornate stonework, 4 towering spires, and an interior that reflected the wealth and social status of the Gresham family. The Gresham family were well-established figures in Galveston, and the mansion symbolized their success. The house was designed not only as a place of residence, but also as a statement of their affluence and taste. It was constructed with the finest materials of the era, including imported marble, intricate wood carvings, and stained glass windows. It was a home built to impress, and it did just that, becoming one of the most recognizable landmarks in Galveston. But despite its grandeur, the Bishop's Palace has always had an air of mystery about it. From the very beginning, strange occurrences were reported by visitors and staff alike. These reports ranged from the benign, flickering lights and strange drafts to the more unsettling, unexplained noises, doors opening and closing by themselves, and even sightings of ghostly figures. These early paranormal events would go on to define the mansion's reputation as a haunted house, a place where the supernatural seemed to intertwine with the everyday. The first whispers of paranormal activity surrounding the Bishop's Palace began not long after the Greshams moved into the house. Staff members reported strange occurrences in the dead of night, with doors inexplicably opening and shutting, and footsteps echoing through empty halls. Some of these events were likely dismissed as the result of the house's size and age, as the mansion was large and creaky. An easy explanation for any odd noises. But as time passed, the occurrences became harder to explain away, with guests and employees alike claiming to have witnessed more disturbing phenomena. One of the earliest and most chilling accounts came from a housemaid who worked at the mansion. She reported hearing strange noises in the attic late at night, including the sound of footsteps and muffled voices. When she went to investigate, she found nothing, no signs of intruders or any other explanation for the sounds. It's said that she eventually left her position, citing fear and unease as the main reasons for her departure. While these early reports may have been dismissed by some as the result of overactive imaginations, others began to take notice. Visitors who toured the mansion reported feeling a strange, palpable sense of unease in certain parts of the house, particularly in the upper floors. These reports suggested that the mansion's architecture, with its winding staircases, narrow corridors, and high ceilings, might contribute to the eerie atmosphere. The mansion, with its vast and echoing halls, could easily create the illusion of movement or sound that wasn't actually there. But some visitors weren't so quick to chalk it up to architectural quirks. As the years passed, the Bishop's Palace became more than just a historic house. It became a magnet for paranormal investigators and those interested in the supernatural. The mansion's reputation for haunting grew, and more people began to share their own eerie experiences. One of the most persistent reports was of strange noises, footsteps, voices, and the sound of objects moving when no one was around. These experiences were often centered around the upper floors, particularly near the grand staircase that spirals upward through the mansion. The staircase, with its intricate design and sweeping curves, became an iconic part of the house, but it also seemed to be the focal point for many of the reported paranormal encounters. A particularly chilling account came from a visitor who reported hearing whispers while standing near the top of the staircase. The voices, which sounded like muffled conversations, seemed to echo through the walls. When the visitor went to investigate, they found no one else around, and the house was eerily silent. Another visitor reported feeling a sudden chill as they ascended the stairs, only to find the temperature returning to normal once they reached the top. These reports were eerily similar, and many began to wonder if the staircase itself was somehow connected to the supernatural events at the mansion. At this point, it's important to consider the possibility that psychological and environmental factors could be influencing these reports. The mansion's size and the age of the building could contribute to an atmosphere that heightens visitors' senses and makes them more prone to perceiving strange phenomena. The Bishop's Palace is a massive structure, and the sound of the wind or creaking wood could easily be misinterpreted as footsteps or voices. Furthermore, the house's design, with its labyrinthine corridors and dark corners, could create an environment conducive to a heightened sense of unease. There's also the factor of the mansion's history, which may contribute to the lingering sense of mystery and intrigue surrounding it. The house's connection to the Gresham family, particularly Walter Gresham's prominence in Galveston's political scene, could have left an emotional imprint on the house. Some believe that the emotions and experiences of the house's former inhabitants could manifest in some way, influencing the reported phenomena. This theory, known as the residual haunting theory, suggests that intense emotions such as fear, grief, or anger could leave a lasting imprint on a place, causing it to replay those emotions in some form. While these psychological and environmental explanations provide a rational framework for understanding some of the reported phenomena, they don't fully explain the more unsettling accounts that have come to light over the years. In the next part of this story, we will delve into some of the more intense and disturbing paranormal experiences reported at the Bishop's Palace, as well as the theories that attempt to explain these occurrences. As the years went on, the paranormal events at the Bishop's Palace began to escalate. What had once been dismissed as creaks and groans of an old house transformed into something far more unnerving. Visitors to the mansion began to share more intense and personal experiences that could not easily be explained by wind, age, or imagination. These reports were consistent, not only from tourists, but also from staff members and investigators who had spent extended periods of time within the mansion's walls. One of the most frequently reported phenomena at the Bishop's Palace is the sighting of ghostly apparitions. The most common place for these sightings is the Grand Staircase, a sweeping structure that leads from the main floor to the upper levels. Numerous visitors have claimed to see shadowy figures appearing at the top of the stairs, some of which are described as wearing Victorian-era clothing. Some witnesses have reported seeing a woman in a long, flowing white dress, while others have described a man dressed in a dark suit standing motionless at the top of the stairs. These figures, though often fleeting, seem to vanish as quickly as they appear, leaving behind an unsettling chill in the air. While sightings of apparitions are often dismissed as the result of overactive imaginations or simple illusions, the consistency of the reports from different individuals makes them difficult to ignore. The apparitions are not limited to the staircase. Other areas of the mansion, including the upper floors and the grand dining room, have been the sites of similar ghostly encounters. In one particularly eerie account, a visitor reported walking through a dark hallway and feeling a cold hand rest on their shoulder. When they turned to look, no one was there. Perhaps even more unnerving than the visual manifestations are the unexplained sounds that have been reported throughout the mansion. Some guests have claimed to hear footsteps echoing in empty hallways, while others have reported hearing the faint sound of a piano playing, though the mansion's piano has not been in use for many years. There have also been reports of doors opening and closing on their own. With no one around to operate them, these occurrences are often accompanied by a sense of unease, as if something unseen is actively interacting with the environment. One of the most compelling pieces of evidence to support the idea that something more than natural forces is at work in the Bishop's Palace comes from a team of paranormal investigators who conducted a thorough examination of the mansion. Armed with equipment designed to detect fluctuations in temperature, electromagnetic fields, and other signs of paranormal activity, the investigators set up cameras and sensors throughout the mansion. The results were startling. During their investigation, the team captured several instances of unexplained temperature drops, particularly in the areas near the grand staircase and the upper floors. These cold spots would appear suddenly and without warning, sometimes lasting only a few moments, and other times lingering for several minutes. The investigators also noted several unusual fluctuations in the electromagnetic fields, which they theorized could be linked to the presence of spirits. These findings were consistent with what many paranormal experts describe as hot spots in locations with active hauntings. One of the most persistent paranormal phenomena at the Bishop's Palace is what is known as poltergeist activity. Poltergeists, or noisy ghosts, are often associated with physical disturbances such as objects being moved, thrown, or displaced. At the Bishop's Palace, several staff members and visitors have reported witnessing furniture shift or objects fall to the ground without any apparent cause. One account described a large chandelier swaying on its own, even though there was no breeze or disturbance to explain the movement. Another visitor claimed to have seen a set of antique chairs move across the floor of the dining room as though they were being pushed by an invisible force. While these events could be dismissed as coincidences or mechanical failures, the frequency and consistency with which they occur make it difficult to ignore the possibility of a more supernatural explanation. Some have even suggested that the mansion's intricate design, with its labyrinth layout and numerous staircases, could create an environment that amplifies these types of disturbances, whether paranormal or not. As the paranormal reports continued to mount, some began to speculate about the causes of these phenomena. One of the most widely discussed theories is that the Bishop's Palace is the site of a residual haunting. Residual hauntings are thought to occur when intense emotions or traumatic events leave an imprint on the environment, causing the past to replay itself in some way. In the case of the Bishop's Palace, this theory suggests that the mansion's history, particularly the devastating 1900 hurricane that struck Galveston, may have left behind a lasting energy imprint. During the storm, the mansion was used as a refuge for many residents of the area, and it is believed that the emotional weight of the disaster could have created a residual energy that is still present today. Visitors to the mansion have reported feeling a sense of sadness or unease, particularly in areas where the storm's impact would have been most strongly felt. Another theory revolves around the idea of intelligent hauntings, spirits that actively interact with the living. Some believe that the reported apparitions and physical disturbances are the result of spirits who are not just residual energies replaying past events, but entities who are trying to communicate with the living. This theory suggests that the spirits of former inhabitants, such as Walter Gresham or members of the Gresham family, could still be lingering in the mansion, either out of attachment to the house or a desire to make their presence known. For some visitors, the experiences at the Bishop's Palace have been deeply personal, with many claiming to have received messages or feelings of connection from the other side. One visitor reported feeling a sudden sense of peace while standing near a particular window, where they later discovered that Walter Gresham had once stood to look out over the city. Another guest recounted a vivid dream during their visit, in which they spoke with a woman dressed in Victorian clothing who seemed to have an intimate knowledge of the mansion's history. Despite the many theories attempting to explain the paranormal activity at the Bishop's Palace, there is still no definitive answer as to what causes these strange occurrences. What is clear, however, is that the mansion has earned its place as one of the most haunted sites in Galveston. The combination of its fascinating history, stunning architecture, and mysterious phenomena continues to draw visitors and investigators from around the world. In the end, the Bishop's Palace remains an enigma, a place where the past and present seem to coexist, where the line between history and the supernatural blurs. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's no denying that something peculiar is happening within those walls. As more investigations unfold and new experiences are shared, the mystery of the Bishop's Palace only deepens. After all the eerie stories, ghostly apparitions, and strange phenomena, we're left with a lingering question. What exactly is going on inside the Bishop's Palace? Theories about the paranormal are as varied as the people who experience them. Some argue that it's the building's immense size, its age, or its labyrinthine design that causes all those unsettling creaks, groans, and temperature drops. Could it be that the house is simply amplifying natural noises in a way that leaves visitors with a heightened sense of unease? Or maybe it's the architecture itself playing tricks on the mind with its twisting staircases and dimly lit corners. But let's not ignore the darker side of this story. Could the Bishop's Palace be the site of something more than just random disturbances? Maybe it's the lingering energy of its past. After all, this was a house that survived one of the deadliest hurricanes in U.S. history. The 1900 Galveston storm. That kind of trauma, loss, and suffering might leave behind more than just a few creaks. Some people believe that emotionally charged events like these can leave an imprint on a place, causing it to replay those moments of intense emotion. And for others, it's the idea of intelligent hauntings that truly intrigues them. Spirits who interact with the living, not just as echoes of the past, but as entities who continue to make their presence felt. As we dig deeper into these theories, we also need to keep in mind the possibility of psychological factors. People are more suggestible than they often realize. It's easy to see things or hear noises when you're already primed to expect them. In a house like the Bishop's Palace, with its haunted reputation, it doesn't take much for the imagination to take over. The mind might fill in the gaps, leading us to believe we've witnessed something otherworldly, when in reality, it could simply be our senses playing tricks on us. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.